For tonight, topic for mutual encouragement is to obtain spiritual blessing.
信耶稣的人很有福气。
It is fortunate for those who believe in the Lord.
除了属属的福气我们能够分享以外，还有属灵的福气。
Beside this, worldly, physical blessing, we also receive spiritual blessing.
那么属灵的福气呢？比属属的福气更多。
Physical, spiritual blessing is more, better than the physical blessing.
那这些属灵的福气呢？往往主耶稣配合我们的信心而获得的。
And for the spiritual blessing is given to us according to our faith.
有的是配合我们的行为而获得的。
Some will be given to us because of our deeds.
那么有的呢是主耶稣应许就是要给我们的。
And some was given to us just because he promised us so.
我们请看以弗所书第一章第三节。
Let us turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 1.
第三节。
Verse 3.
以弗所书第一章第三节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神。他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。使徒保罗在这边提到，我们主都来颂赞我们的天父真神。
Here, Apostle Paul tells us it is worthy for us to praise our heavenly Father.
因为我们这些在基督里面的人呢，可以得到属灵的福气。
Because we that are in Christ will able to receive His spiritual blessing.
这些属灵的福气是从天上而来的。
And these spiritual blessings are from heaven.
是有各样的属灵的福气，不是单主一项。
And it is of many aspects, not only just one.
那么今天晚上呢，我们要提出的有一项，但是这一项呢，有连带的福气在里面。
And tonight we're going to discuss about one aspect of blessing, but there are also some related to this one.
这一项福气呢，在旧约时代的以色列民族呢，有的人没有办法分享到。
This kind of blessing was unable for these Old Testament people to enjoy it.
虽然是神的选民，但是跟我们现在属灵的选民呢，差别很大。
No doubt they were the chosen people of God, but today we are the chosen people of God, and they are of a great difference.
所以我们今天能够蒙主耶稣拣选成为属灵的选民呢，真的有福气。
And today that we are being chosen as a spiritual people, we are blessed.
我们可以从圣经里面所应许的话来得到感谢。
And from the Bible, the promises that was given to us,We should give thanks to the Lord.
并且呢，懂得去遵守他。
And we must know how to keep them.
请看以赛亚书四十四章第三节。
Please turn to Isaiah.
四十四章第三节。
44 verse 3.
以赛亚书四十四章第三节。
Isaiah 44 verse 3.
旧约圣经八百五十五页。
Isaiah 44 verse 3.
因为我要将水浇灌渴渴的人，将火浇灌干旱之地。我要将我的灵浇灌你的后裔，将我的福浇灌你的祖孙。这里记载神应许要降福气给雅各的祖孙。
Here is the promise.By God to the descendant of Jacob.
以色列民族都是雅各的祖孙。
The nation of Israel,
也就是说从雅各十二个儿子所生下来的后裔。
Are the descendant of Jacob, and they are these 12 tribes of descendant of Jacob.
这一节圣经有提到水、火、还有这个灵、还有福气。
And here it describes the spirit and blessing.
但是这几样呢都有连带关系的。
And water, and all these are related to one another.
一个人在渴的时候呢，他需要水。
When a person is thirsty, he requires water.
当他很渴的时候，你拿很多的牛肉、羊肉给他，他不喜欢。
When he's thirsty, you give him meat, and that would, he would not like it.
那时候在他的心目中呢，最有价值的就是水啊。
In his mind, the thing that has most value would be water.
接下来呢，干旱之地呢，被太阳晒得快干了。
Then a land, if the sun was scorched, it would dry up.
这个大地如果没有水来滋润的话，
if this land would not have water to quench it,
这些植物都没有办法生存，
then nothing would able to survive.
农作物呢，啊，就没有收获。
Then the farmer would not have any harvest at all.
所以在干旱的时间如果很长的话，可能会发生饥荒。
If a land prolong its dryness, then perhaps famine would come.
所以有些文明的国家，啊，它的干旱之地呢，要获得水呢，它就呢，啊，开河啊，把水啊引到那边。
So in some country, when they experience dryness, they would open up channels to allow water to irrigate the land.
所以河跟水有连带关系。
So river and water are related. Thirst and water are related.
一个渴渴的人，他所获得的水啊不多。
When a person is thirsty, the amount of water he takes are not many.
干旱之地呢，因为是一大片。需要像河水那么啊那么多的水。
But the land would require much water from a river.
再来，神要将他的灵浇灌雅各的后裔。
Next, the Lord is going to pour out His Spirit to His offerings.
人的心地如果很干燥的话，就没有快乐。
If a person's heart is dry, then he would not have any joy.
人的心地如果干燥的话，他有很多愁烦的事情。
If a man's heart is dry, then he would have much anxiety.
人的心地如果有神的灵来滋润他的话，他会获得很多属灵的快乐。
If a man's heart has the words of God, then he will receive abundant blessing.
然后提到福气要浇灌雅各的子孙。
And next is that the Spirit will be poured onto the descendant of Jacob.
福气好像水淋到一样。
The blessing would shower like water.
那么福气跟神的灵有连带关系。
And blessing and the Spirit of God, they are related.
这些应许的话、预言的话呢，到新约主耶稣升天以后就啊实现。
And these blessings.Was fulfilled when the Lord Jesus came.
也就是说，主耶稣升天以后降下圣灵。
This is to say, when the Lord Jesus ascended to heaven, His Spirit was poured down.
当主耶稣还在世界的时候
，When Lord Jesus was in this world,
他曾经呢啊对人说，渴渴的人啊，我要给他水喝。
He once said to the people, "Those who are thirsty, He will give water to him."
但是这种水呢？并不是物质的水。
But these water are not physical water.
请看约翰福音第四章。
Let us turn to John chapter 4.
十四节。
Verse 14.
约翰福音第四章十四节。
John chapter 4 verse 14.
人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源。主涌到永生。主耶稣有一次在撒玛利亚 城外，在那边呢，啊，要向一个城里面的妇人要水喝。
Once Lord Jesus was in outskirt of Samaria, and he was asking water from a Samaritan woman.
因为犹太人跟撒玛利亚人啊，有很多年的成见，而互相不来往。
Because the Jewish does not associate with the Samaritan.
当然这个妇人呢就不给水给耶稣。
And so therefore this woman would not give water to Jesus.
在这个谈话当中，主耶稣提到 他所述的水呢，啊，比这个物质的水呢，啊，更有用。
In their conversation, the Lord Jesus talked about the water that is more value than the physical water.
这种水可以止渴人心灵的干渴。
And this water can quench the thirst of a man.
然后要从他腹中涌出好像泉水那样的快乐。
Then there will be like a spring of water welling out, and it's full of joy.
涌出这样活泼的盼望。
And it will bring out such a hope.
从世界一直到永生，就是将来的天国。
This hope is from now to eternal, that is heaven.
所以主耶稣在这边所提出的这种水，就是指着圣灵。
So Lord Jesus talked about the water, it refers to the Holy Spirit.
那他也曾经呢，把圣灵呢，把它象征为好像活水一样。
And he once said that the Holy Spirit is like flowing water.
请看约翰福音第七章三十七节。
Let's turn to John chapter 7,
到三十九节，三十七节到三十九节。
37 to 39.
三十七节，节期的末日就是最大之日。耶稣站着高声说：“人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。”三十八节。
38.
信我的人，就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。三十九节。
39.
耶稣这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵，说那时还没有受下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。三十七节提到说节期的末日。
On verse 37 tell us the last and the greatest day.
啊，旧约圣经里面有很多以色列民应当要遵守的节日哈。
And in the Israelite has many festivals.
这里所说的就是祝棚节啊，大概要所纪念七天啊，一个礼拜。
And here it describes the festival of the ten, and perhaps they might have to observe it for 7 days.
那么第八天呢？啊，有一个筵宿会啊，就是最后一天了。
And on the 8 days, they have a gathering, and that would be the last day.
那么也就是说在这一天呢，主耶稣在那边啊，大声地说啊。
And it is on this day that Lord Jesus will speak out loudly.
说人如果渴可以到他这里来。
If anyone is thirsty, let him come.
相信他的人呢，要从他腹中流出活水的江河。
Whoever believes in me will be like flowing like a stream of water.
然后三十九节他才说这是主的圣灵。
And verse 39 he referred that he said that he's referring it to the Holy Spirit.
那么主耶稣这些应许的话还没有实现。
And all these promises from Lord Jesus has not been fulfilled yet.
因为必须等到他被钉十字架死而复活，然后升天得到荣耀才能够降下来。
Because he has to wait until he was crucified dead and ascended to heaven, then the Holy Spirit will come.
那然后在五旬节那一天呢，啊，耶稣的门徒呢得到圣灵。
Then on the day of Pentecostal, his disciple received the Holy Spirit.
那也可以说呢，旧约圣经以赛亚先知所预言的呢已经实现了。
And this was fulfilled what.The prophet Isaiah prophesied.
根据教会的历史，让我们获得啊，使徒时代的教会后来呢，渐渐的圣灵就离开了。
And history tells us that the time of the apostolic time, their churches gradually declined.
啊，无论是旧教、新教，也就是说天主教会以及基督教呢。很多都没有圣灵。
No matter what churches, including the mainstream, they do not have the Holy Spirit.
新教就是呢，路德马登改教以后所产生出来的基督教叫做新教。
The new church that I'm referring to is the church that was established by Martin Luther, and that church is called New Church.
那时候他改嫁的口号说要回到圣经。
And the slogan that he said was that it has to return to, the truth has to return to the Bible.
因信称义。
And to be justified from faith.
但是却忽略了强调圣。
But what he seems to miss is the importance of Holy Spirit.
所以我们今天呢，在末后能够得到圣灵，真的啊，是神特别的恩典。
So at this end time, we are able to receive the Holy Spirit, and this is the grace of God.
那么以赛亚先知说，神的灵要浇灌人的心呢，啊，好像福气临到人一样。
And Isaiah said that the Spirit will be poured onto man. It's just like a blessing be showered upon man.
首先我们来阐明啊，有关水就是啊，这个河水呢。对我们已经得到圣灵的人呢，也好像水的功能会发生在我们身上。
And first is the water, and water is for us that have received the Holy Spirit. Then this the effectiveness would be like the water on us.
人的身体如果脏了，必须要洗澡，就是靠水来洗呀。
If a man is filthy, he requires water to cleanse himself.
所以旧约时代。洁净诸礼一定用水啊。
So in the olden testament, that one has to clean himself, he has to use water.
我们请参看啊，希伯来书十章二十二节。
Let us turn to Hebrew chapter 10,
二十二节
verse 22.
希伯来书第十章二十二节。
10:22.
并我们心中。天良的亏欠已经撒去，身体用清水洗净了，就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前。希伯来书有阐明很多旧约时代的条例，有关洁净之礼。
And in the book of Hebrew, there are many verses tell us how one cleanse themselves.
比如说，祭司要到祭坛进入圣殿呢，就要用水来洗。
For example, a high priest when he were to enter the temple, he would use water to cleanse himself.
利未人要办理圣殿的事情，也要用水洗。
The Levites when they do holy work, they has to cleanse themselves with water.
这些洁净之礼必须借着水啊。
This cleansing ceremony has to use water.
同样的，我们今天呢，要得到啊完全圣洁，就是要靠着圣灵来帮助我们。
And today, if we want to obtain holiness, we would have to use the help of the Holy Spirit to help us.
当我们接受赦罪的洗礼呢，啊，全身圣洁称义了。
When we receive baptism, our sins are cleansed.
但是我们还活在世界上，在世界上生活，跟世界种种的事情接触。
But yet we have to live in this world, and we have to associate with all these secular things.
还有很多肉体的软弱，有时候呢，我们还有啊一些过失啊。
And also, we in body are weak, and therefore sometimes we may transgress against God.
需要靠着圣灵。来洗净我们，让我们成圣。
So we must rely on the Holy Spirit to cleanse us.
请看《帖撒罗尼迦后书》第二章十三节。
Let us turn to Second Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章十三节。
Chapter 2, verse 13.
旧约圣经两百九十啊，新约圣经两百九十四页。新约圣经两百九十四页十三节
，verse 13，
主所爱的弟兄们啊，我们本该常为你们感谢神，因为他从起初拣选了你们，叫你们因信真道，又被圣灵感动，成为圣洁，能以得救。这里提到我们信耶稣的人
，here describe we as the believer of Lord Jesus，
是主耶稣的拣选。
That he chose us.
因为我们信了真道，除了真理的造就以外，
Because we believe in the truth, and beside the truth that edify us,
圣灵的感动能够帮助我们成圣。
The movement of the Holy Spirit can help us to be sanctified.
才能够达到得救的标准。
To be justified, and this will reach the standard of salvation.
所以有的人就想，圣灵是夺天国的凭据，等到我要进天国再给我也可以啊。
So some may think that since the Holy Spirit is only a proof to enter the kingdom, then why don't I just wait until for later time?
其实圣灵有很多的功效。
Actually, there are many effectiveness of the Holy Spirit.
这里提到他会帮助我们成为圣洁。
Here it says that it will sanctify us.
要达到这种情形呢，不是用钱可以买到的。
It is not through money that we can reach this level.
所以圣灵要好像水一样来洗净我们。
So the Holy Spirit is likened to water that cleanses us.
还有水在这个世界上呢，也是很重要的。
And in this world, water is very important.
可以说呢，动力的源头啊。
And you can say,this is where power comes from.
现在世界上有很多的国家水力发电的相当多。
And in many places, we use them to generate power.
所以水成为树人能力的源头。
And therefore, water can become a source of power.
水不是人可以铸造的。
And water cannot be created by man.
是神所创造，神赐给人的。
It is created by man, a God, and given to man.
同样的，圣灵也要成为基督徒啊，各方面的能力。
And similarly, the Holy Spirit will be our way of obtaining power.
无论我们个人或者是教会，往往有那种超乎人力的那种事情发生啊。
No matter through the church or through brothers and sisters, there are often many things that happen beyond our ability to understand.
这就是圣灵的能力啊。
These are the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以主耶稣要升天之前应许门徒啊。
So when Jesus about to ascend to heaven, he promised his disciple.
说要等候从上头来的能力。
That they are to wait for the power from above.
请看路加福音二十四章四十九节。
Let us turn to Luke chapter 24.
路加福音二十四章四十九节。
Verse 49.
我要将我父所应许的降在你们身上，你们要在城里等候，直到你们领受从上头来的能力。主耶稣要升天之前。应许门徒说
And before Jesus was ascended to heaven, he promised to his disciple,
说要在城里，就是耶路撒冷城啊，在那边祷告，等候圣灵来临。
That they are to wait in the city, and this city is in Jerusalem, and they are to pray to wait for him to come.
他是从上头来的能力。
And this came from power from high.
所以《使徒行传》第一章呢，那边啊，主耶稣又说啊，说你们得到这种能力的时候，可以到处为我做见证。
And in the book of Acts, Lord Jesus said, "When you receive the power, you can go out to testify for me."
尤其在我们真教会上台讲道呢，需要圣灵的能力啊。
Especially in this true church, those who come up to give sermon rely on the Holy Spirit.
在我们教会里面呢，有时候呢，会安排弟兄姐妹做见证。
At times, the church might arrange brothers or sisters to come up to bear testimony.
大多数的弟兄姐妹在这之前都会特别祷告，求圣灵带领。
And before they come up to bear the testimony, most of them know how to pray to God for power.
也有少数人呢，认为自己口才不错，忽略了。特别祷告。
And some may think that they are eloquent with speech, so therefore they may ignore prayer.
结果呢啊，在前面要见证的时候讲不出话来啊，在那边呢啊，真的啊，让他呢啊体会到圣灵的重要。
So consequently, when he came out, he would forget what he wants to testify, and therefore, it may cause embarrassment.
那么除了这些能力以外，还包括很多。
And beside this, there are various various power.
好像呢，水力发电啊，这个电呢所发出来的力量呢，效果很多。
For example, the dam that generated electricity and it produced a lot of power.
能够带动很多的机器。
It can move a lot of electrical things.
能够让电灯发亮。
It allows lights to grow.
同样的，圣灵跟我们同在。
Similarly, when the Holy Spirit abides with us,
能够让我们发起热心啊。让我们呢有好行为，就是发光啊。
It allows us to be fervent and allow us to shine in our deeds.
所以我们立志要有好行为的表现，必须要靠着圣灵的帮助。
So if you determine to be good, you must rely on the Holy Spirit.
圣灵呢能够改变一个人的性情。
Holy Spirit can change the character of a person.
江山可以改变啊，但是人的性格呢不容易改变。
It may be hard to change a mountain, but it is not easy to change a person's character.
一个国家的啊，有时候会改变。
For example, a country may change overnight.
但是要改变一个人的心呢，就不容易啊。
But if we were to change a person's personality, it would be quite difficult.
但是圣灵却有这种力量。
But with the Holy Spirit, it is possible.
所以有的人得到圣灵以后呢，性情渐渐改变。
So when sometimes a person received the Holy Spirit, you can see that his character gradually changed.
不只有这种内在的力量。
Not only it has such inner power,
还有外在的力量。
It can also have outer power as well.
我们教会在台湾的台南曾经有一个老姐妹叫做许金莲老姐妹。
In Taiwan there is an elderly sister.
她年纪大的时候驼背了。
And when she grew old, she became her back became hunched.
那信主很多年都还没有得到圣灵。
And she believed in the Lord andFor many years, she did not receive the Holy Spirit.
有一年呢，灵恩会的时候，她来前面祷告。
One year, during the during spiritual convocation, she came to the front to pray.
那一次灵会呢，台湾总会派一个比较年纪比较老资格的这个传道，还有比较年轻的传道，有两位。
At that time.There were two preachers, one was older and the other one was younger.
这个比较老诸国的传道认识他。
And the older preacher knew her personally.
这个比较年轻的传道不认识，看到他祷告趴在地上。
And for this younger preacher, he doesn't know her, so when he saw her almost lying on the floor to pray.
因为他不知道他驼背，所以驼背一跪下来，就好像趴在地上一样。
Because he doesn't know that she was hunched, and it appeared to him that she was prostrate on the floor.
这个年轻传道说：“姐妹啊，你祷告要挺起来啊，这样我按手要蹲下去不方便啊。”
So this young preacher told her that sister, you must pray upright so that I can lay hand on you.
那这个姐妹呢，就用手这样把她表示说我没有办法了，我就是这样啊。
And the sister give him a signal that she was unable to do so.
那么在那一次祷告的时候，她得到圣。
And in that prayer, she received the Holy Spirit.
很奇妙，主耶稣特别的恩典给她。
Miraculously, the Lord Jesus was graceful and gave her the Holy Spirit.
有的人第一次得到圣灵， 的时候感动很大。
Sometimes a person when they receive the Holy Spirit for the first time, the movement may be a lot of movement.
同样的，这一次呢，得到圣灵呢，震动很大。
And this happened to her.
就在她头边就得圣灵，一直震动，一直震动，就这样震足起来。
And when she was praying in the Holy Spirit, and she was so violently moved that it strengthened her back.
这种能力啊，外科医生也没有办法。
And this kind of healing would not be possible for a doctor.
但是呢，在我们教会却有这样的神迹奇事啊。
But in our church, there is such miracle happen.
这种圣灵的能力真的呢，超乎人力啊。
This is the power of the Holy Spirit, and it supersedes the power of man.
所以以赛亚先知说，神的灵要浇灌在我们的内心是一种福气啊。
So Prophet Isaiah said that the blessing were to be showered upon us. So this is a blessing to us.
那么圣灵要充满人的心啊，水跟河呢，河水都象征圣灵。
So water and stream is likened to Holy Spirit.
那么水就是往下流啊。
And water flow from high point to low point.
它不能够往上流啊。
It cannot flow upward.
水永远是往下流的。
Water will flow from high to low.
那么也就是说啊，在神面前谦卑的人呢，神的恩典就特别多啊。
So this is to say, if a man is humble, then his blessing would be plenty from God.
因为圣灵好像水一样，这种恩典要临到低的地方。
Because the Holy Spirit is like water, it will flow from high to the low point.
请看彼得前书五章。
Listen to 1 Peter chapter 5,
第五节
verse 5.
彼得前书第五章第五节，339页，新约339页。
First Peter chapter 5:5。
你们年幼的也要顺服年长的，就是你们众人也都要以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服，因为神阻挡骄傲的人，是恩给谦卑的人。彼得在这边提到说啊。年幼要顺服年长的。
Here Peter tells us that the young man must be submissive to the older.
在教会里面呢，啊，年幼尊敬年长的，这是应该有的美德。
In the church, if the younger man respect the older man, then this is a good virtue.
基督徒比较谦卑啊。
For Christ, it would be more humble for a Christian.
因为知道一切都是从神而来的。
Because he knows all come from God.
尤其在神的面前啊，心存谦卑的人呐，要得到很多的恩典。
Especially those who humble in the eye of God, then he will receive much blessing.
所以我们呢啊，得到圣灵的感动的人越来越谦卑啊，神的恩典就越来越多。
So with the movement of the Holy Spirit.We will be humble and will receive more blessing.
那么水呢？啊，我们知道水是一种很柔的、柔性的。
And as we know, water is in a liquid form.
无论是小的器皿、大的器皿，都能够容住。
No matter whether it is large or small container, it can hold water.
无论你这个器皿很大口很小，它还是可以进去的。
Even this vessel is big, but it has got a narrow neck. The water can still go through.
所以水呢，可以说非常的柔啊。
So we can say, water will flow easily.
那这种柔和的，也就是说圣灵能够带领人成为柔和以外
，and beside the Holy Spirit.Can make a man gentle.
那么圣灵也喜欢呢，充满宽宏大量的有这种心的人。
And Holy Spirit can also feel a man that is thinks that he is big or proud.
比如说心地比较狭窄，圣灵要充满比较困难。
For example, if a person is narrow-minded, it is quite difficult for the Holy Spirit to fill him.
圣经记载有一些人被圣灵充满。
In the Bible, it recorded some people that was filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们请看使徒行传。
Let us turn to the book of Acts.
11章24节。
Chapter 11, verse 24.
使徒行传十一章二十四节
Acts chapter 11 verse 24
这个巴拿巴原是个好人被圣灵充满大有信心于是有许多人归服了主这里记载有一个人叫巴拿巴
Here it recorded that there is a man called Barnabas
圣灵、啊、充满他
And the Holy Spirit filled him
因此他很有信心
And therefore he has therefore he's full of faith
这个巴拿巴呢是一个心地宽宏啊度量很大的人一个人、
Barnabas is a man of generosity
所以在使徒行传呢、前头这边就大概有介绍这个巴拿巴
So in the beginning of Acts It introduced us Barnabas.
我们请看《使徒行传》的第四章三十六节。
Acts chapter 4 verse 36.
三十六节。
36.
有一个利未人生在基比路，名叫耶稣，使徒称他为巴拿巴。巴拿巴翻出来就是劝慰主。这里记载一个巴拿巴呢，啊。很会劝慰人啊
Here it tells us there that this man called Barnabas, he is good at encouraging people.
他很柔和，他很能够容纳人。
He is gentle and able to accept people.
所以使徒呢，看他有这种品格呢，就给他起名叫巴拿巴。
So the apostle saw him.That has such a good, has such virtue. Therefore, gave him the name Barnabas.
新约时代能够啊、出现一位很有恩赐的使徒保罗，就是由于巴拿巴的啊、容纳他。
And Paul, was able to be accepted by Barnabas as well.
所以巴拿巴能够被圣灵充满呢，啊、就是跟他的心地。柔和有关系的。
So, Barnabas was full of the Holy Spirit. It's because that he was a gentleman.
当保罗他以前叫做扫罗，蒙主耶稣的荣光啊，这个召受选去拣选他以后
，Paul who was called Saul after he was shown by the light of God.
他非常的高兴，很热心啊，就上耶路撒冷要啊见那些啊老前辈啊。
And he was full of joy, and he wanted to go up to the city to meet all the people.
要向他们表白说，我已经信耶稣了，我现在不逼迫信耶稣的人呐、啊。
To all the elder, and he wanted to tell them that now he.Is no longer persecuting the believer of Christ.
但是呢，没有人要接待他，没有人要相信他。
But unfortunately, nobody believed him.
我们请看《使徒行传》第九章。
And or accept him. Let us turn to Acts chapter 9.
二十六
verse 26.
使徒行传第九章二十六节、二十七节。
26 and 27.
扫罗到了耶路撒冷。想与门徒结交，他们却都怕他，不信他是门徒。二十七节
，27，
唯有巴拿巴接待他，领去见使徒，把他在路上怎样看见主，怎样主怎么向他说话，他在大马色怎么奉耶稣的名放胆传道，都述说出来。这里记载扫罗。他有一股热情上耶路撒冷要见这些老前辈、啊、
Here it recorded that he was zealous and wanted to go to Jerusalem to seek for the old people.
结果呢因为他过去的表现不好、啊、 要捉拿信耶稣的人，逼迫他们。
Because of the past record, that he wanted that he was hunting the people that believe in Christ down.
这些事情早就传到耶路撒冷了。
And to persecute them, and this news was spread to Jerusalem.
尤其这一次，他要到大马色去那边抓信耶稣的人。
Especially the trip to Damascus was to capture more of them.
所以，当他蒙主耶稣拣选以后，要跟这些老前辈见面，没有人要见他。
So when he was called by the Lord and he wanted to see the disciples, and nobody would wanting to accept him.
都以为他心怀不善。
And they thought that he was still the same man.
但是巴拿巴呢就能够容纳他。
But Barnabas was able to accept him.
就带领他到使徒面前为他做见证介绍大家跟他认识。
And brought him to the disciples, allow him to testify and also introduce them to him.
那后来扫罗又回到大树就默默无闻在那边过生活。
And later on, Paul went to Tarsus, and he lived there quietly for a while.
但是这个巴拿巴呢到那边去找他，把他鼓励出来当传道。
And Barnabas went there to encourage him to become a preacher.
请看《使徒行传》十一章二十五节。
Let us turn to Acts chapter 11, verse 25.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
他又往大树去找扫罗，找找了，就带他到安提阿去。他们足有一年的功夫。和教会一同聚集，教训了许多人，门徒称为基督徒，是从安提阿起手。这里记载，这个巴拿巴呢，就到大树去找这位扫罗。
Here is recorded that Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul.
找到了，就带领他出来学习当传道。
And when he found him, he brought him out to train him as a preacher.
所以在新约时代的教会圣工发展非常的活泼呢，跟保罗有关系的。
So the churches at that time was so prosperous. It is because of Paul.
他蒙主耶稣重用。
He was able to be used by God.
所以有新约时代的保罗跟这个巴拿巴呢有很深的关系的。
So it is all because of the relationship between Barnabas and Paul.
那么圣灵呢也能够让不同种族呢生活在一起。
And with the Holy Spirit, it allows us to live in harmonious with one another among other nation.
本来犹太人不向犹太人以外的人传福音
The Jew was not to preach to the Gentile.
因为犹太人有优越感，高高在上，认为呢其他的人都是在神面前呢不圣洁，成为外邦人。
Because the Jew thinks that the Gentiles are unclean.
不跟其他的民族打招呼不跟他们一起吃饭。
Or they would not greet or eat with other nations.
这种观念呢非常深所以神的恩典就很难传到外邦人当中
Because they have such a thought.Therefore, it is difficult for the gospel to be preached to the Gentiles.
这种民族之间的歧视呢非常重。
And they discriminate against one another.
但是后来呢神除了主诉彼得不可这样以外。
And later on, the Lord Jesus gave Peter a vision and tell him not to.To do so.
又让他呢去传福音给哥尼流一家人的时候得到圣灵，所以这个事情呢就让他渐渐的能够去接受。
And allow him to preach to Cornelius, And then it was gradually accepted.
因为哥尼流不是犹太。
Because Cornelius is not a Jew.
请看使徒行传十一章。
Let us turn to Acts chapter 11.
十五节到十八节。
Verse 15 to 18.
这是彼得的见证啊。
This is the testimony of Peter.
十五节。
15.
我一开讲，圣灵便降在他们身上。正像当初降在我们身上一样，十六节。
16.
我就想起主的话说，约翰是用水梳洗，那你们要受圣灵的洗。十七节。
17.
神既然给他们恩赐，像在我们信主耶稣基督的时候给了我们一样，我们是谁能拦阻神呢？十八节。
18.
众人听见这话就不言语了。主归荣耀与神，说这样看来，神也是恩给外邦人，叫他们悔改得生命。当保罗啊，当这个彼得呢啊，在异象中得启示之道，要传福音给哥尼流一家人。
After Peter received revelation that he was to preach to the Cornelius, the whole family.
那他这一趟呢去做见证回来，把这个情形呢啊讲给大家听啊。
And he went there and then he came back and told everybody about his trip.
说他一开始讲道的时候啊，圣灵就降下了。
So he said when he began to speak, the Holy Spirit came down.
和当初他们在五旬节读圣灵一样的。
And it is similar to the time when, at the time of Pentecostal, when they first received the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵的能力能够把这个不同的民族呢拉在一起呀、啊。
So the power of the Holy Spirit allow different nations to come together.
这就是圣灵有感动人的这种能力呀、啊。
So this is the power of the Holy Spirit to move people.
所以从此以后呢，这个福音才渐渐传到外邦，就是犹太人以外的人去。
So from there on.The gospel was gradually spread to the Gentile.
当然呢，得到圣灵的福气呢，还有啊，包括很多啊，这种属灵的福气啊。
Of course, the blessing of the Holy Spirit includes spiritual blessing.
不过今天晚上呢，我们大概把这个啊水和江河呢，象征圣灵啊这种功能呢啊，阐明给大家做参考。
So because of time.I only talk about the water and stream for us to share.
有关这种属灵的福气呢，我们就讲一小部分到此为止。
And we end here.